G'day, g'day, g'day.
Sweet as we're back.
We are going to talk about running essentials, namely what you should do, like what every runner should do.
Well,
so like
yeah.
If you're new, do all this stuff. If you're not new, hopefully you've done it or are doing it at the moment.
Or doing most of it at least.
Or like things that just are good to make your running better and more comfortable.
And just enjoy your running when you're not running.
Yeah, exactly. And so you can just be surrounded by running all the time.
Yeah. So running is love.
Yeah. So like I think when we say that these things are essential to do, they're essential because they will help you enjoy running. They'll help you get more out of your running experience.
Mm.
There are things in here which will help you avoid injury, things which will help you run faster, things which will help you discover new ways to run, new places, new things to do, new ideas. Like, oh, shit, I never thought about doing that before.
New
like,
people.
Yeah.
People like around the globe, really, you can get in touch with to go, cool, I'm going for a run here.
Mm.
Want to join me?
Yeah. And so one of the first things that, you know, if you're kind of into running is, like, join all the Facebook groups.
Yeah.
There are so many. One of the ones that I like the best is called Trail and Ultra Running. And just, like, there's some really good chat in there. But there's also like some really good banter as well. It's just like a fun way to like interact with running a little bit more. So I like that one. And like wherever you live, like just search running.
Yeah, search in groups on Facebook. Just search running.
Yeah.
And a shit ton will come up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if we're doing around Sydney,
you come up with
running. There's already like 30 results and it's loading more and I can just keep scrolling down.
So many results.
And there's running groups for everything.
Yeah.
Like there's running groups for every location and mums doing running and running shoes and mums running in Newcastle. And like you can get as specific as you want.
Yeah. Running dads aged between 55 and 59 talking about running shoes in this section of Sydney. Like there's a group.
like there's an actual group that's Running Dads Australia.
Yeah.
There's so many groups for everything.
But it's a good way to like just interact with the community, and that's where you'll just stumble across things where I didn't know that. And,
Oh, sweet. Why didn't I know that?
Yeah.
How good is that? And you just learn things
from
people that have had the experience.
Yeah. So when I moved house just over a year ago, I moved to a new suburb. So I moved to Coogee in Sydney, and I typed in running and Coogee and like just did a few searches. And one of the groups that popped up is called Responsible Running Coogee. I was like, what's that? And they just run once a month. They get together and they run on a Sunday to, like, clean up the area, just, like, pick up rubbish. And I was like, that's something I wouldn't have known about if I didn't search local running groups on Facebook. I haven't joined them because I always seem to be doing stuff. But, like, I know that it's there. And if I'm around on that one Sunday of the month, and they do it, then that's another group that I can potentially go and join.
Exactly.
Like just things like that.
So I don't think you'll be out of running groups anytime soon.
No.
Like you can go online and there's a running group at every time of day on every day.
Yeah. But and so that's like Facebook and stuff and the same on Instagram, but like join a physical club.
Yeah.
Well, or join a running group, or like even just join a social group that do runs. Like, who are you part of? Who are you running with these days?
These days, it's bits and pieces depending on work. So I do a bit of running with Running Science.
Yeah.
So whenever I can get there, depends a bit what time I start at work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of just messaging mates.
Yeah.
And going out for a run for free.
Yeah.
And three or four people might join you.
Yeah. But you meet those mates from.
From events.
Like from a group you were with 3 years ago.
Exactly.
And mates with them now.
Like Striders is always good.
Yeah.
Because they've got so many events on.
Yeah.
Like Sydney Trail Crew, Sydney Harbour Runners.
Yeah.
Like I'm part of all those groups.
Yeah.
And I hardly ever get there because it's all a shit time for me.
Yeah.
And just
a lot of it is designed for people who work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
Exactly. And I work Saturdays and Sundays. So a lot of the people go, oh, long run on Sunday. I'm like, yeah, well, fuck you.
In like our profession, we do a bit weird hours, so it's kind of hard. But yeah, like I mean, like Sydney Striders, right? They're my running club, and they're probably like the biggest in Sydney. But yeah, they do monthly 10-kilometer races, and they're great to get to. And a lot of my social outlet is now through people I've met through the Sydney Striders, which is super cool.
I think it doesn't matter if you're a beginner runner or if you're an experienced runner, it's worth getting some shape or form of coaching, a plan or some guidance from someone that knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, 100%. And that I think that depends on your goals too. If you just want to run 5K twice a week, you probably don't need a coach.
No.
But if you want to improve or get better or get faster, or you have a certain goal, like I want to do this half marathon or something, it's worth, some form of guidance. Like that can be informally, like, you know, you've got a couple of mates who really love their running and just like leeching off their brain, or it can be like hiring a coach, writing a program, or
especially if you're starting running and you have some niggles, go talk to a physio that understands running.
Yeah.
And just get some pointers and go, how can I run injury free?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be you are coached forever for the rest of your life and you need to get better and better. If you can get 2, 3, 4, 5 sessions with someone that knows what they're talking about and that helps your running, sweet.
Yeah. Cool. And everyone you speak to will have different things to tell you, which is a good thing. Like you'll absorb different bits of information from everyone you interact with. So just surround yourself with people. Yeah, get a good coach. One thing that's really useful to do is to actually like track your running.
Yeah.
So I think there's like so many reasons you do it. Like one is just to like see your progress. Like, oh shit, I did that same, you know, loop around the block and now I did it 20 seconds quicker. Like, and just that's like little wins like that are cool.
Yeah.
But also if stuff goes wrong, then you can look back and be like, oh, it was probably that thing that I did then which caused it or whatever.
I normally run 10Ks 4 days a week, and all of a sudden I ran 15Ks 4 days a week and I did a 30K run on the weekend.
Yeah.
That's a massive increase in your load.
Why is my Achilles sore?
I wonder. And then you can track and go, oh, I see I made a mistake there. But you can also look back a year and go, look how far I've come.
Fuck, I've improved. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I couldn't run 500 meters. Now I'm running 10Ks confidently.
So how do you track your run?
Well,
how do you do it?
Facebook for runners, Strava.
Strava. So, and that's just like an app on your phone. Or if you, you know, have a GPS watch. That's...
Yeah. But you can link your GPS watch to Strava as well.
Yeah.
Or you can just use the app that comes with the watch. Mm. Or you can use the Nike app, and I think the Adidas has an app. Like, there's so many run trackers out there.
Yeah, and I think we're a bit beyond the days of actually having a physical logbook, right? I used to do that.
Yeah.
When I was little.
But that's a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Like, there's so many apps you can use. Strava is probably the most
universal.
Yeah. Because you can also use Strava to record, and it's very social as well.
Yeah.
Because you can connect to your friends and comment and add photos, and it is Facebook for us.
Yeah.
So you don't have to bother people on Facebook with your stuff or as well.
Yeah. Yeah, some people do that a lot. I think so, like, that's like little bits and bobs that I think like every runner should be doing to some degree. And then there's like all the other stuff, which is probably more like injury and performance related.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we talked about the other week with I think it was last week with Alex from the running room. It's like we've talked about how increasing your performance often is the same thing as reducing your risk of injury. Mm. Like, it's literally the same thing. So that involves every runner should be doing some kind of strength training. That might be going to the gym and lifting heavy. And if that's what you love doing, cool, there's like great value in that. It might be like a little 10-minute routine you do at home with a couple of bands. I think if you do some kind of strength resistance training, that's the number one thing, probably the most important thing, as we sort of heard last week. That and I think getting your shoes looked at and your running technique looked at is massive as well.
Yeah.
And they're just like little like basic things, like easy things to tick off, to do, to help you run better.
Yeah, exactly. And like strength training is very much, we can talk about this for hours. Flick back to episode 4. I think we've got an episode on it.
Yeah. And so strength training, shoes, what episode is
that? Episode 15, shoes.
Episode 15, shoes. And get your running looked at, which is last week's episode.
Which is last, year.
Yeah. So everyone do those things.
Yeah. And like, the other thing, and I think this is more a learning process, because it's harder for the new runner because they're not sure exactly what's what, but acknowledging old niggles, monitor pains and aches and address them early.
Yeah.
Well, for us, because we've been running for about 10 years, we know how we should feel, how we should put up. What is supposed to be a bit niggly, we know how to deal with that.
Like your famous Achilles issue, which has been on and off for a while now. Like, you're so in tune with that now. Like, it's if someone brand new had your same Achilles niggle, they might respond to it a different way and they might not slow down, they might make it worse. Whereas I think you're quite in tune with that, which is important.
Exactly.
And you're doing all the background work to address it.
Yeah. And I can only do this because of my experience.
Yeah.
So if you have anything bothering you whilst you're running, and I'm talking about, oh, my pull-ups or after a run, my muscles are sore.
Yeah.
Fine. Stop whinging. But pains and niggles don't need to be addressed sooner rather than later.
Yeah. I think, yeah, you make a good point. Like, if you do a big run, the next day you'll be sore. Like, that's normal. Me sitting here right now, I am so sore because I just did a hell of a lot of running over the weekend. But it's not an injury. I'm just sore. Like, my muscles are sore because I ran.
Yeah.
But I think if you have soreness that doesn't settle after 2, maybe 3 days and still there, just get it looked at early. Don't wait until it's been there for 5 weeks and now you can't run. My God, please just get it looked at early. And it might be as simple as you're actually fine, don't worry about it. Or it might be as simple as, oh, this is like the precursor to an injury. Do these 2 or 3 things and you'll be fine. Like, I can't stress that enough. Get things looked at early.
Yeah.
So understand it and just know what to do.
The next one, essential for every runner. Read Born to Run.
Read Born to Run with caution.
Because if you read Born to Run, when you put that book down after you finish it, you want to kick your shoes off and go for like a 50K run barefoot.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
But it is a good book to read, right?
Yeah. It does give you that, oh, fuck, I want to go for a run feeling.
So this is such a famous book. I think I've read it 3 times now. When I first read Born to Run, I really struggled to read it because I'd read 3 or 4 pages at a time and I'd be like jittery. I'd like have to put the book down and go and run because it was motivating me to run so much. So I couldn't sit down and read for 2 hours. I had to.
You had to go, I need to go for a run.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it gives a very interesting insight to how natural it is for us to run. And it's essentially the book that kickstarted the whole minimalist barefoot running thing.
Yeah, like it did.
This is what kickstarted it all and got us thinking about footwear and how we run. Really interesting. So since that book's come out, we've learned a whole lot more. So don't take it as gospel. Take it with a grain of salt, but it's a super like interesting book. I think I've read it 3 times now. And I don't read.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really good book and you do want to burn all your shoes and strap some leather to your feet and go run.
Yeah.
Probably from an injury prevention slash loading perspective, not the best idea.
Yeah. Not instantly.
So, but it's food for thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once you've done all those things, sign up for a belly race.
Yeah. Get your motivation pumping, right?
Yeah. And have something to work towards. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a marathon. If that is, I'm going to do my first park run on Saturday.
Yeah.
Sweet. I'm going to do a 10K, a half marathon, a marathon, an ultra, whatever.
Yeah.
Have something to work towards.
Yeah.
And if that means finishing it, that's good enough as a goal.
Yeah. Just a bit of direction, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this also does come down to, like, why you run. Like, I know I've got a couple of good friends. Well, one in particular, and she just wants to run, like, 4 days a week.
Yeah.
One of those runs will be a lap of the Bay Run. One of them will be a trail on a Saturday. And she literally just does not want to do an event. Fuck that. Like, I just like to run. And that's she doesn't need motivation.
No.
For a lot of people to give you direction and motivation, I think the vast majority of people, if you have something that's 10 weeks away, gives you something to work towards.
Yeah. And on top of that, the atmosphere at those events is just it's good atmosphere.
Yeah.
And you're there with your mates and you just have a chat and you have a drink the night before and you all run together and some people go really fast, other people go slow. In the end, you all get together again and share what you just did.
And there's that inherent satisfaction of, I crossed the finish line, I achieved a thing, I'm surrounded by other people doing the same thing, I have a medal, and I'm healthy.
Exactly.
Like, there's just something about that feeling.
Like, even, like, you crewed for UTA because you couldn't run because of your foot.
Yes.
Did you still have that good feel experience of you're there with your mates and everybody's running?
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of FOMO.
intense FOMO, but a really good opportunity to experience the sport from a different perspective, which was really cool.
Yeah, and you didn't even run.
Didn't run.
Yeah. So even volunteering at events.
Yeah.
Even if you like, fuck, I don't want to run any events.
Yes.
It still gets you in that community and
super good experience. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, this is all stuff people should be doing.
Yeah.
And I wish everyone did it. I mean, obviously, we're biased, right? We're health professionals and we froth running pretty hard. But this is stuff that if everyone did most of these, they'd be a bit happier. You'd probably get more out of your running and you'd probably, you know, be less injured.
I reckon it also expands your running outside of you just going for a run.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is other people's experiences, other people's ideas, other people's thoughts.
Yeah. It can be as big as you want it to be.
And if you can spend 5 hours a day on Facebook, or you can just share your thing and have a discussion with a few people and do 5 minutes of it a day.
Yeah, you'll be surprised by what you find.
Yeah. So. And like, last but not least, there's one more thing everybody should do.
What is it?
Share this podcast.
How?
On Facebook, Instagram, email, Telegram, Pigeon.
Post drop.
All of them.
Hmm. Yeah, do it. Please do it. if anyone has anything they think we've missed, please tell us. But that's my list of shit to do.
Well, is there anything that you think everybody should absolutely do this bloody thing I do all the time because it's amazing? Yeah. Share it with us.
Tell us.
And we might start doing it as well.
Yeah.
Like, don't go as far off. I put my left sock on, then my right sock, and then my left shoe, and then my right shoe, because fuck that shit.
We've covered that.
but, like, if there's anything that you want to share and go, this is really important to do for me, even if it's for you personally, we'd like to know.
100%. Wait. Thanks, team. Next week, we're going to talk about running on holidays.
Yes.
Vacay running.
What do you do when you're away?
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it next week.
All the hot tips. See you then.